and the TV leader, Jim Allister, joining the programme now. Your reaction to this, Jim? Good morning.
Well, I think it's long past time that the Secretary of State delivered the primary duty of government, which is to govern. It's quite clear that the steps that need to be taken. She needs to, first of all, revoke the powers that were taken away after St Andrews, whereby Westminster forfeited the right to suspend the Stormont institution. She needs to reinstate those powers, and then that opens the door to the only place we're going to get government from, and that's by direct rule. And she's shirking that responsibility, I believe, for two reasons. One, she doesn't want to upset Sinn Féin. She wishes to pander to them. And, of course, the ungovernability of the situation suits their agenda perfectly. And secondly, she's trying to use the vacuum as pressure points to try and re-establish a system which has failed, which will fail again. And instead of trying to fix it, they simply want to reinstate it. And therefore, that is the road to nowhere. So the Secretary of State needs to grasp the nettle, get on with it, woman, and give us government.
How do you think people's lives will be affected by this, Jim?
Well, I think people are entitled to have decisions made. And, you know, it's a very simple proposition. You can only get government from one of two places, Stormont or Westminster. With patently not getting it and unlikely to get it from Stormont, because they won't fix the system that makes it unworkable. And therefore, the only place we can get it is Westminster. And the onus on that lies in the Secretary of State. She needs to bring forward the legislation to enable
but my question,
she needs to get on with it.
My question to you, Jim, is how do you think people are going to feel this over the coming months and years, if at all? Do you think they're going to feel their lives affected by this, if this stalemate continues?
Yes, I think we're going to see drift. The High Court ruling this week, and it'll be interesting to see what the Court of Appeal makes of it. But that ties the hands of civil servants. Now, I suppose there's another way the government could tackle that. It could bring in legislation, if that judgment stands, to in fact empower civil servants, but I don't think that's very desirable. That would be a cop-out away from direct rule, which is the step that she should be taking. Its ministers should be taking these decisions. She should be laying the groundwork for the appointment of them. The fallback could be to empower the permanent secretaries, but I think that flies in the face of democratic accountability, and therefore it's very problematic. But we can't go on with this, and I do suspect...
Well, why not?
I suspect the Secretary of State wants us to go on like this in order to build a momentum to re-establish the unworkable. And that would be a short-term foolishness which would take us nowhere.